107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Let's continue our conversation with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. And let's talk about Sutton Realty.
Yes, when you talk about a business beyond the Avon Theater on Downey, Sutton Realty, what they've done is given permission on their outside wall, as you're heading out Downey Street, they have given permission to the BIA to continue their art installation.
Okay.
And this is really neat. You will remember the recent ribbon cutting for the block art adjacent to the police station. And the artists and their renditions of those blocks. Just amazing. And so what they've done is allowed for a canvas to be created by painting that entire cinder block wall black. And I was over the other day and watching two individuals in a lift starting an art installation, and there are hundreds of small hearts. And I encourage you just to watch this after. Yesterday probably wasn't a great day, but today they might be back at it. But you look at, and I posted it on Instagram, they're up in the one corner, the far right corner, and I'm going, oh my, they've got that whole wall to cover. So
yeah.
A big shout out to Liz. Liz was part of the block art, and Bracken now has joined her for this installation. So I encourage people just to drive by periodically and watch. Don't go down Ontario Street because they're doing some lane reduction here today, but certainly Downey Street.
Downey
go
Street.
Down there and follow that progress, and I enjoyed watching the block art, the progress on that, and then the final product. But just bringing your attention to that neat, you know, another neat thing brought to us by the BIA with no dollars attached to the city.
Yeah, there you go. Well, thanks for that. Good to know about that. And, of course, good to know that the mayor's breakfast, community breakfast, is fast approaching.
Yeah, it is. And it's the 17th annual mayor's breakfast. It features a free breakfast, a shout-out to the Hayter family that continue to support us with the location at the Arden Park with a free breakfast, a beautiful location, a beautiful breakfast. And as you know, it features a community organization that serves our community. And last year, we showcased the hospice, which, once again, an amazing organization. And the purpose is to raise awareness about that organization and the work they do in the community of the people they serve, and to raise donations, whether it's monetary donations and or in this case, it's foodstuffs and hygiene products. So this year's organization, we're going to showcase ShelterLink Youth Services, an organization that supports youth between the ages of 16 and 24. I can't say enough good things about this organization. You know, it's also going to, and certainly we remind people you can still register. It's getting, the timelines are getting close. Call Lindsay at City Hall 271-0250, extension 5236, and she'll register you for breakfast. I reminded my bride last night, she hasn't registered last night, so you can still register. But along with a beautiful morning of a great breakfast, hearing from youth services and what they do, we are going to be blessed with some entertainment by Dana Manning.
Okay.
And and there's going to be a special guest joining her. I can't wait for the morning. But I encourage people, there still are a few spaces to sit. It's from 7 to 9. There's going to be great food. A great education taking place, and nothing better than Dana Manning, a local, absolutely amazing artist that we are going to have the blessing of hearing.
All right, we'll get registered for that, and we have happy anniversary wishes.
Yes, yesterday afternoon I had the big opportunity, as I shared earlier, the backbone of our economic base are the men and women that serve us in our local manufacturing. I was the Schaeffler Canada yesterday afternoon. Hard to believe they're celebrating their 70th anniversary in Stratford. So the first, and we talk about industry that's clean, that's high tech. Their first division, as you know, was the auto bearing. And, you know, it was called Fisher Bearings, FAG at the time. So that continues. Then came the aerospace bearings that they're the size of my fist that go into helicopter, rotation of the spinning of the helicopter blades. It's just amazing industry in our town. Mm-hmm. The parent company is in Germany. In Stratford, they employ about 1,000 workers. The plant, the parent plant in Germany, of course, about 120,000 employees across the globe. They just, and perhaps we'll talk about this next day, added to their they bought out another company yesterday, and that'll come out in a press release, I'm sure. But I was proud to go and acknowledge their 70 years in Stratford and what they've done to employ people and economic impact. So congratulations mm-hmm. to Schaeffler, Stratford, Canada.
And we're going to wrap it up with road safety.
Yeah, road safety. You know, and I can't speak enough about the men and women that provide such great quality food in our local area, you know, in Perth County. And I want to remind people that on the road, you know, we have big machines on the road as they navigate from one field to another. Soybean harvest is well underway. The other night in my field, I had $1 million valued combine in my field.
Yeah.
And that machine is big. It's expensive. It has to travel down the road. Just a reminder to people, as we are in full swing with soybeans, corn is going to come shortly thereafter. But winter wheat planting is underway. But those big machines are on the road. Please be patient. Mm-hmm. Share the road. A few minutes of patience will, perhaps prevent an accident, perhaps spare a life. Give a tip of a hat to those men and women driving those tractors and combines. Instead of any other salute, give them a tip of the hat saying, thank you very much.
Because they're working hard.
They're working hard. And the hours are long, and they're taking advantage of, as you know, this wonderful weather that we're having.
Well, thanks. That's a very good reminder on that. City of Stratford Mayor, Martin Ritzma.
Thank you, Jamie, for allowing me to brag about businesses, organizations, of course, the great residents of Stratford.